Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's Friday the 13th. Oh, the astronauts who are stuck in space just had a press conference. Yeah, the ones who are stuck in space, they're going to be there till at least February. Oof. Anyway, they just had a press conference. They sound like they're in a great mood. So we'll try to grab a little audio of you for that. And Trump just wrapped up a mammoth press conference in California at Rancho Palos Verdes, California. And we've got a ton of audio to share with you as well. I've had a busy day so far. So my day started this morning by I went to the Italian market. I had to get some bread and some cookies. It's so funny. You walk down there and I love it in the morning because there's no one around. It's kind of nice. It's especially during the week. You know, the weekends are packed down there. I had to get some bread. So I went to Sarcone's Bakery. They've got phenomenal bread there. Anyway, I walked in there and they got Fox News on. So I said to them, I said, do you normally keep Fox News on? And she was kind of a little coy, like, didn't know how to answer. I said, because I'm going to be on there tomorrow night. Fox News Saturday night with Jimmy Fallon tomorrow night at 10 p.m. And then when she realized I was a friend, she said, oh, yeah, we keep it on all the time. I just have to be careful. You know what I mean? Anyway, so then I'm walking down the street and I pass by Angelo's Pizzeria. Angelo's is great. Angelo's is one of the best. In fact, Portnoy said it was the best pizza in Philadelphia. That's what he said. And Vinny's out there with his Trump shirt on. And so Vinny and I had a chat about Trump. Vinny's the owner of Angelo's. But my point is, there's more people that support Trump in places that you would not think of. And he doesn't care. He's got the whole Trump shirt on. I'll play the audio of what we chatted about, but he doesn't care. But I just found that interesting. There's a lot of that, you know, people who say, like, I can't. I had somebody come up to me the other day, was the owner of a store in my area, and he didn't know it was me. I've been shopping there forever. He didn't know it was me until I ordered something, and so he saw my name. And he said, you know, listen, I'm a big fan, love the show. I can't really, you know, I got to be under the radar. That's a shame because people have to be under the radar a lot of times. Because the left's nuts, you know what I mean? It's them. They're the ones who will savage and boycott and they'll protest outside stores and they'll do all these things. And it's a damn shame. It really is that people have to be quiet about who they support. But then there's other people who are choosing to be quiet about who they support, like Patrick Mahomes, because he knows it's not his job. His job is to play football and entertain people and give them an escape and not make everything political. And I appreciate that. I really do. So good on Patrick Mahomes for that. We'll play that audio for you as well. Now, the question is, should Trump do a third debate? You know, my personal opinion is, yeah, he should. I think he can put her away once and for all in a third debate, which would be the second debate. She had dropped out of the first debate, which was going to be on Fox News. But it should not be with one of the corporate media entities because they just won't give him a fair shake. Bottom line, they just won't. But I think he's got nothing to lose by it, in my opinion. She has everything to lose, and she's losing. So, and I think she's going to lose. I think she's going to lose. I think Trump's going to win. I think he's going to win more than you think, too. I think he's going to win significantly. I think it's going to be big. I do. I really believe that. And you know, I wouldn't say that if I didn't believe that. I am not Pollyannish. I just really, truly believe at the end of the day, people are going to break for him. They may do it begrudgingly. They may hold their nose, but they're going to break for him. And he's going to win the election. And he's going to win Pennsylvania. And he's going to win most of the battleground states, too. That's how I see it right now. And I think the debate played a big part in that, because whether or not you didn't like him talking about eating dogs and cats, people did not like hearing Kamala Harris's very shallow, thin answers on the economy and how she just completely botched the opening question of that debate. Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? And she botched that answer so bad. And that was the end. That was the end. That was the end of it. You know, we've all talked a lot about Trump's performance and you know, my analysis is much more nuanced than just who won or who lost. This isn't a boxing match. This isn't a sporting contest. It's a lot deeper than that. It's not as simple as saying you won or you won, or and it's not a college debate class either. But now it's Friday. The debate was days ago. I think as the sugar high of Kamala Harris's performance begins to fade, I think people are realizing what I've been saying, which is that she lost the debate because the job of a debate is to persuade. She did not persuade people who were undecided to trust her with the economy. Trump started that debate with people trusting him on the economy, and he ended the debate with people trusting him on the economy. He might have started that debate with people not liking him, and he might have ended the debate with people not liking him. But this isn't a popularity contest. People are thinking about money. People are thinking about the economy and crime and immigration, too. I'm not trying to downplay those things, but the big issue being the economy, and she blew it. She blew it. So now that he's open to the idea of a third debate, I would vote yes. I'd say go in there and crush her, shut her down. And he's always better the second time around when he faces somebody. So I think it could be a great night for him. But we'll see what he ultimately ends up doing. He had a lot to say today in California. Got a ton of audio for you from that. And let's begin there, shall we? Let's begin with President Trump. He talked about not only his comrade Kamala allowing illegal aliens to stampede across our border, they're flying them in as well. They spent a lot of time today on crime, a lot of time on illegal immigration, and the destruction that both Governor Newsom, as he calls him, and also Kamala Harris have caused to the state of California. Oh, and let me just say before I play that clip, you know, somebody attacked me on social media today for not calling out Trump's debate performance. I've literally said every day this week, I think it was his worst debate performance ever. I don't know how much more clear I can be about that point. But again, people hear what they want to hear. You know, my analysis, and I think this is why you like the show, it's a little deeper than that. It's a little bit deeper than that. You know, I don't just give top lines. I give thorough, in-depth analysis. Despite the fact that it was his worst debate performance, in my opinion, he still emerges as the winner because people walked into that debate, or he walked into that debate with people trusting him on the economy, and they still trust him on the economy. It was Kamala Harris. She lost. She had to win that night. And like I told you on Monday, there was no kill shot. She couldn't do it. And like I told you on Wednesday, she was not able to kill him. So whether or not he had a bad debate performance or not, it doesn't matter in the long run. It just doesn't. He's going to win. And whether she won, and I'm using air quotes here, you can't see it because it's radio, whether she won the debate or not, in the end, she didn't, because she didn't persuade undecided voters. Bottom line. That's the bottom line here. So, you know, take that as you will. Take it as you want. And understand that I look at things very differently than just the simple surface level answer of something. And I also think, too, I mean, it's easy for, and there's a lot of conservative hosts who've been very critical of Trump for his debate performance. But again, he was going into that debate as a defined candidate who has the trust of people on the biggest issue that they're thinking about, which is the economy. So he didn't have to do much. He didn't even have to show up. It was Kamala Harris. She was the one who had to win people over, and she did not, period. She did not, period. So whether or not he had a great debate performance or not, it doesn't matter in the end. It just doesn't. And if you think that the economy is your number one issue, you don't care that he talked about illegal immigrants eating dogs and cats. You don't, period. If you hate him, you do. And you're transfixed on that fact. And you can't stop talking about it. And you can't stop making jokes about it. But I'm here to tell you that it doesn't matter in the end. Now, the reason why I said it was his worst debate is because he could have put her away. He had so many opportunities to put her away, and he missed those opportunities. But I don't think that'll happen again if he gets on the debate stage again with her. I think he will bury her. I really do. I really believe that. I think he will. But either way, he's going to win this election because the economy is the issue. She's tied to Joe Biden's economy. And the second issue behind that is crime and illegal immigration. And she's tied to that, too. So that's the bottom line. So you see how you can have a great night and still lose. You can have a bad night and still win. I know. That's amazing. How can that possibly be? But it's true. And you know that's true because I've been giving you analysis of this all week. So I usually don't bother with the trolls on social media. I really don't. And I have to say, too, you know, I think that my fellow Trump supporters, because obviously I'm supporting Trump, have been very also objective in their analysis of things, agreeing that, yeah, you know what, there were times that Trump could have been better and missed some opportunities. But Kamala Harris had to win that night, and she did not win that night. And so as the election continues, you're going to see, even if she gets a little bump from the polls after the debate, which I'd be shocked if she does, but even if she does, it's not going to last. It won't last for her. And I predict ultimately you're going to see Trump starting to pull away in the polls coming very, very soon. And partially as a result of the debate. Now, how can that be, Rich, if he didn't have a great night? How can that possibly be? Because he didn't need to have a great night. That's why. He just didn't. He didn't need to have a great night. All he needed to do was to really do no damage. And I don't think he did. Now, if you hate him, you definitely think he did by talking about people eating dogs and cats. But like I said, if the economy is your number one issue and you don't hate Trump to the point of where you just cannot process the thought of the guy, you just don't care. You just don't. If anything, it may make you start Googling about it and learning about illegal immigration even more and more and finding out that, yeah, there's really a crisis going on in this country. So my prediction is when all's said and done, Trump's going to start pulling away in the polls and the debate's going to be a big reason why. Now, I would have loved to have seen him put her away once and for all at that debate stage, but it turns out she kind of put herself away. She did. I would have loved it if he did, and I think he has the ability to do so. But she ultimately put herself away. Kamala Harris ultimately ended her political career on that debate stage the other night. How is that possible? She had such a great night. No, she didn't. She didn't. She came across very surface, very thin, very shallow, and undecided voters who know Trump's better were looking for an excuse, looking for a reason to support her, and they didn't get it. And that was her chance, and she blew it. And she blew the campaign, she blew the election. I have the exact opposite opinion of Frank Luntz. And I'm better at this than he is. I'm sorry, but I am. And I'm telling you that Kamala Harris lost that debate that night for that reason, if you want to use winning and losing. And for that reason, she will lose this election. Mark my words. We'll see if I'm right. We got 50-something days to go, but early voting begins in Philadelphia on Monday. Yeah, isn't that crazy? Monday in Philadelphia, Monday in Pennsylvania begins early voting. Isn't that nuts? I know it's nuts. James is calling on. I just clicked on James. Hey, James, how you doing? What's going on? Are you there? In Bayonne. Well, I think I must have hit the wrong button. All right. Sorry, James. Anyway, let's go to the Trump audio, shall we? Let's start with that one clip, Matt, from his press conference today. Take a listen.
If you take a look at this, but not only is Comrade Kamala allowing illegal aliens to stampede across our border, but then it was announced about a year ago that they're actually flying them in. Nobody knew that. They were secretly flying in hundreds of thousands of people. Some of the worst murderers and terrorists you've ever seen. They were taking anybody that wanted to come in. And they're flying them in. So when they tell you about their borders a little bit better than it used to be, they only did that for election reasons. Not good, but it's a little bit better. But they don't tell you that the flights are still coming in here, bringing in thousands and thousands of illegal aliens, and they're being dropped into the midsection of our country because all states are really border states right now. And I'm the border president. I solved it in 2016, probably got elected because of that in 2016. And really, there was nothing to do in 2020. I said to my people, I want to talk about the border. What a job I did. They said, sir, nobody cares. You did it. It was good. We went from a terrible border to a great border very quickly. I did a great job. And then I come in and I look at what's happening now. And the only difference is that the border in 2016 was 1/20th what it is now. We have the worst border in the history of our world, of the world. There's never been a border like this. And I want to be the border president, and I hope you call me the border president because I'm going to show you what a border security job we can do, and we're going to do a job like never has been done before. There's never been a border like this. I believe the real number is 21 million people are here, and many are thugs, criminals.
Let me give a shout-out to Girl Chris. Her birthday's today. She's one of the Zeoli Army calendar girls. Happy birthday, my friend. She was at the Grand Hotel in Cape May with us last week. It was great to see her. So happy birthday to our friend, Girl Chris, great friend of the show. Hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. A little bit more from Trump today, talking about, in case you don't want to write about it, we have under this administration, how many migrant children have gone missing? This is something Tulsi Gabbard has made the point about as well. A lot of them have gone missing. It's a huge scandal. Even the far right wing New York Times was forced to write about this. Cut 23.
And in case you don't want to write about it, which you should, because it can be no bigger scandal than this, we have, under this administration, 325,000 migrant children are missing. 325,000. In other words, take your biggest stadium in California and you could fill it up five or six times. Those are all missing children. Many of them are dead. Many of them are sex slaves and slaves of different nature.
It's a huge scandal. It's something that the corporate media should be all over. Of course, they're not all over it. They should be, but they don't want to make this administration look bad. And you remember how David Muir fact-checked Trump the other night during the debate? Remember as he was taking on, he had to debate three people that night. The two moderators from ABC, including Kamala Harris's sorority sister, and David Muir. Who, I saw this tweet today, I don't know if it's true or not, but this one woman said she used to go to the gym with David Muir and they used to call him Zoolander because he would just stand in front of the mirror and pose the entire time. I could see that. I could see that guy being that smug and arrogant and vain and just obsessed with his looks. I could definitely see that. Anyway, remember David Muir fact-checked Trump the other night on the FBI's crime report? Which, again, I debunked for you yesterday, the fact that you've got so many law enforcement entities that don't actually report the crime statistics to the FBI. But nevertheless, right after that debate, some new information came out. Imagine that. And here's Trump talking about how the premier statistical agency at the Justice Department announced since 2020, violent crime is up nationwide, and it's up nationwide huge, cut 24.
In breaking news yesterday, the premier statistical agency at the Justice Department, you remember where David Muir tried to correct me when I said that crime is rampant like never before. He said, oh, no. He said, crime is going down. He said, where are you coming from? And, you know, you wouldn't have to need a Bureau of Justice statistics to know that crime is worse than it's ever been. And I guess they probably watched the debate and they heard this foolish man, this foolish fool, make that statement to me that, no, crime is coming down. The FBI said it was coming down. The FBI defrauded everybody because what they did is they used statistics not including some of the worst areas and some of the worst cities. So the real numbers are from the Bureau of Justice Statistics, and they just released it. So I think they probably like me because they wanted to defend me from people that are not smart, from a guy who has good hair but not as good as it was 5 years ago, to be honest. And they just released brand new numbers just out last night, late, showing that since 2020, so this guy, David Muir, was correcting me, the FBI. Now, the FBI defrauded, just like they defrauded on the jobs, 118,000 jobs that didn't exist. The FBI, in this case, defrauded. So violent crime, just out, nationwide is up 40%. Rape is up 42%. Car theft is up 42%. Aggravated assaults are up 55%. And violent attacks on strangers are up much more than 61%.
Pretty remarkable stuff, huh? So maybe David Muir with his hair that's great, but not as great as it was 5 years ago. Maybe David Muir should just butt out and not try to fact check. But this is the problem with the corporate media. I mean, this is the problem, right? They're so anti-Trump. They want to hurt him. That's why they ganged up on him like that. If he does do a third debate, it should only be on Fox News. It really should. It should only be on Fox News. He should not agree to do it on ABC or NBC or CBS. I really don't think he should. And the question is, will Kamala Harris agree to that? And I doubt she will. So there probably won't be a third debate. But remember, she's the one that needs it, not him. He doesn't need it. I think he'd be fine for him to do it. And he'll bury her. But he doesn't need to do it. That's the difference. She needs it. She didn't close. She needs that third debate. Trump doesn't need the third debate. That's the difference. Or the second debate. That's the difference right there. He also said the country was perfect. We were drilling, and now we're buying oil from Venezuela. And I'll tell you what, energy is the big issue, which is why he's going to win Pennsylvania. No doubt about it. The fracking thing. You know, she's never, You're not going to find one clip of Kamala Harris defending fracking or being pro-fracking or being nothing. You will not find that anywhere. We're told that she's no longer anti-fracking, but you will not find any evidence of Kamala Harris anywhere saying that she's pro-fracking. That's for damn sure. So here's Cut 25.
It was perfect. The country was perfect. We were drilling. We were taking it out. Now we're buying our oil from Venezuela. It's not even believed. It's interesting. They give him billions of dollars now, Maduro, the dictator. I call him the owner of Venezuela. They give him billions and billions of dollars, but then they foreclose on his plane. They take away an old junky plane. It's not a good plane. They take away an old junky plane. And I said, well, it's okay. He'll buy a much better one. We give him, think of it, a country takes away his airplane, but pays him billions of dollars for their oil, which is the worst oil on the planet. It's tar. And it has to be refined. There's only one plant in the entire world that can refine that junk. And you know where it's located? In Houston, Texas. For the environmentalists, so Houston, Texas is refining tar. And that stuff is going up into the air. It's the only place in the whole world that can refine that very bad stuff. The state is rapidly going busted with a record $68 billion budget deficit last year. $68 billion deficit for a state. And the government is so incompetent that it costs $1.7 million to install a single public toilet in San Francisco. They built a toilet for $1.7 million, and it's not even nice. I saw pictures of it. I built this whole thing for less than that.
Yeah, but the question is, does it have a soft close toilet seat? Because if it does, it's worth it. I can't stand when the toilet seat slams. Am I right? Of course I'm right. You don't want that. Nobody wants that. Nobody likes when the toilet seat slams. No one, least of all me. So if it had that, then we can justify the price. All right, we can justify it. We got a lot more to talk about. Kamala Harris was also caught on a mic today speaking in Pennsylvania. Great tweet from Newman Price. The astronauts stuck in space have had more press conferences than Kamala Harris has. Boom. Outstanding tweet. You win Twitter. If we still did that, you'd win it. That was great. Excellent. Excellent point. Fantastic point, actually. Great stuff. We got a lot for you today. We're loaded up. Grover Norquist is going to be here. We're going to talk to Dr. Victoria Coates, Dr. Wilfred Riley. Oh, man, we got a show for you. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. It is Friday the 13th. What crazy, crazy stuff can we think about? I'm sorry, it was John Housen who said that, not Newman Price. Newman Price had another funny tweet, but it was John Housen at John33 who came up with that. The astronauts stuck in space have had more press conferences than Kamala Harris. Good for you, John. Well done, sir. Well done. We'll be right back.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So on Friday the 13th, we think about all the craziness of the world, and great to have you with us today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter. Follow along, please, at Rich Zeoli. Would you do that? I want to thank Sarah. So Sarah Weiss, Sid's wife, Sid was a great friend of the show. He was one of the founding fathers of the Zeoli Army. And hopefully you got to attend the event last night with Donald Trump Jr. If you did, I'm sure you had an amazing time. I heard it was great. I'm sorry I couldn't make it. Sarah brought cookies from Locals Bakery, those cookies, the famous Locals cookies that we talked about, where you had the Trump cookies and then they have the Harris cookies. And she brought a bunch of the Trump cookies to the event last night to give to all of us. And I just thought that was really, really sweet of Sarah. So thank you for that, Sarah. That was very sweet. And I look forward to enjoying them and giving some to the kids. They'll love that, too. So thank you very much, your sweetheart. We have a lot to get to. You know, fracking is the big story in Pennsylvania, no doubt about that. It is the biggest issue. The question, of course, and this is a story from WESAFM, all right? I saw this earlier today. Fracking in Pennsylvania takes center stage in the presidential contest. What about the rest of the economy? All right, so this is the WESA 90.5 FM. I'm guessing it's the NPR station, so it's the local NPR affiliate up by Pittsburgh. And what they write about is this. They say, at this point, Pennsylvanians can be forgiven for feeling about fracking the way people in other states probably feel about Pennsylvania. Can't we talk about something else in this election? The rest of us have problems, too. The natural gas industry was the only economic sector in the United States that got any real discussion on Tuesday night, and it's no mystery why. It's a big business in Pennsylvania, perhaps the most critical state in the election. Plus, it presents the tantalizing prospect of a flip-flop, always irresistible to political reporters. Back in 2019, Harris made a pledge to ban fracking on federal land and seek broader limits in Congress. And while such a ban would have little effect in Pennsylvania, they write, President Biden's move to put a moratorium on natural gas exports shows presidents can have a big impact on the business. We'll talk to Dr. Victoria Coates about that a little bit later in the show today, but you will never find a clip of Kamala Harris anywhere saying she supports fracking. In fact, as Trump said the other night in the debate, she has a plan to not allow fracking in Pennsylvania or anywhere else. That's what her plan is until just recently. And the story goes on to say, but what about all the other issues? When Trump ran in 2016, he used to be greeted with supporters bearing signs that said Trump digs coal, and he pledged to turn around that industry as well as others. During a 2016 Johnstown visit, for example, he promised rally goers, "We're putting your miners back to work thanks to beautiful, clean coal. Steel would be back," he said. "Your steel will come back. It'll be a whole different ballgame." See, the point is that Trump has been talking about these issues because Democrats have been going after them. What the article misses is the reason why Trump had to come out and defend coal is because the Obama administration waged a war on coal. The reason why Trump has to keep talking about fracking is because Kamala Harris has gone on record and saying she wants to ban it, and the Biden administration has put a ban on the export of liquid natural gas. The war on coal destroyed towns in Pennsylvania. I mean, NPR is blowing this off like, oh, it's no big deal, and this is just Trump's empty promises. Does anyone really doubt if Trump gets elected that he's going to protect fracking? Does anyone really doubt that if Trump gets elected president, he's going to? You know, if Kamala Harris becomes president, it's at least going to be a huge battle just to keep things status quo. You know that, and I know that. Absolutely. 100%. But then the other thing they go to talk about is why? What about the emphasis on manufacturing jobs? Trump has a plan right now which would give companies that build in America a 15% corporate tax rate. Now, that's huge. And that could inspire them to set up facilities like, you know, in Pennsylvania again, manufacturing facilities. University of Pittsburgh regional economist Chris Bream says it's no surprise that the industry still exerts a powerful hold on voters. After all, the core of where that investment came from was concentrated in regions that haven't seen a lot of growth or investment. It created jobs and royalty payments for property owners with gas underfoot, perhaps most notably in rural and post-industrial communities in western Pennsylvania. And Trump wasn't wrong to say that those areas had been forgotten. To their credit, the article points this out. When steel and related industries collapsed in the 1980s, then President Reagan did little to stem the tide, they say. In general, the United States does less than some other countries do to invest in places once an industry uses them up. Many of the people who could leave those places did, but people have learned the hard way that places matter. There are repercussions of having places that are left behind. Well, that's the other point, too. If you go after fracking, if you don't, now I'm not just saying just to protect it, if you don't expand it, because we have this massive Marcellus shale literally under our feet, if you don't protect it, if you don't encourage it, if you don't let it blossom and bloom, you are going to hurt these other towns and these communities. Now, let's contrast that with what Democrats do when they're in office. Well, if you missed the interview that I did with Elise Stefanik, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, it's posted for you. And she said, in the state of New York, there's a moratorium on fracking. Yeah, that's what Democrats do when they're in power. See, I could see Kamala Harris as president coming out and putting a moratorium on fracking or a moratorium on any liquid natural gas exports. I could see her coming out and saying that. Like, you get to keep what you have, but we're not going to do any further investments in the industry. We're not going to do any further investments in any of the areas that matter. I could see that. I could 100% see that. And that would be devastating, because if you don't invest in this industry, if you don't invest in these communities will vanish. They even point that out. They say that's true both politically and socially. And Biden has tried to apply that lesson. His efforts created hubs for workforce and other development, prioritizing proposals in old coal communities and other ignored places. But the economist they quoted says such an approach is a very long-term game, so it's not rational to ask how it's doing now, which means we're likely to be talking about fracking for a while to come. This is the other thing about Democrats. They'll go after your job and turn around and go, now we're just go do something different. Go lay broadband cable. What if I don't want to lay broadband cable? What if I like working in fracking? Well, screw you. But you see, the workers in the industry and the communities and the people that get the royalty payments for the land and all the towns, the small towns that benefit from it, who saw the war on coal and saw what it did to their communities, they're not stupid. They're not going to let that happen to them again. No chance. Listen, if you're not in Philadelphia or you're not in the surrounding collar counties of Philadelphia, then you may not understand exactly what it feels like for these people in Western PA to have seen and witnessed the devastation of their communities. But I'll tell you something. For our area, for this particular area of Pennsylvania, a huge liquid natural gas export facility in South Philly would be huge for the region and huge for jobs. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think if Kamala Harris wins, that's ever going to happen? Do you think that that's ever going to happen? No, because it's not. Trump wins, it'll definitely happen. No doubt about it. We will become a leader in liquid natural gas exports again. We will. And you know who doesn't want that? Vladimir Putin. Putin doesn't want us to be exporting liquid natural gas. Why would he? Nobody likes competition. When you've got a monopoly on it, and he basically has a monopoly at this point, he doesn't want us exporting liquid natural gas. He wants us to keep it all underground where it belongs. You wonder why he's backing Kamala Harris. He's a white dude for Kamala. He's a beta white dude for Kamala. Why is he doing that? Because of that. It's one of the prime examples of that. So you got a couple factors here to think about. You have the towns that get devastated by the war on coal, who are now fracking is imminent. Will they be devastated if there's a fracking ban, a moratorium, or just what you have is good enough, don't do anything more? That's it. Yeah, and they're nervous about that. If I'm a small business up there, if I own a diner, I'm very worried about that. I've seen it happen. I've seen it with my own eyes. You know, you think about when Billy Joel sang about Allentown, which is about Bethlehem Steel and the closure up there. Who wants to go through that? Who wants to go through watching industries in their communities shudder? Nobody. You'd have to be an idiot to want that. Here's Kamala Harris, who was asked today about Pennsylvania. She went off script. Matt, do you have this clip? I sent it to you. I texted it to you a short time ago.
Yep.
She got off script feeling very good about Pennsylvania. Okay, take a listen.
I am feeling very good about Pennsylvania because there are a lot of people in Pennsylvania who deserve to be seen and heard. That's why I'm here in Johnstown. And I will be continuing to travel around the state to make sure that I'm listening as much as we are talking. And ultimately, I feel very strongly that we've got to earn every vote. And that means spending time with folks in the communities where they live. And so that's why I'm here. We're going to be spending a lot more time in Pennsylvania.
Now ask her, do you support fracking? Not, I don't want to hear her just come out and say, I'm not going to ban fracking. Would you stand by the industry? Do you want to see the industry grow? Do you want to see liquid natural gas export facilities? I mean, these are the kind of questions that should be asked. Not just, you said you were against fracking, now you say you aren't. No, no, no. Are you going to be investing in this massive industry for Pennsylvania? And you know, here's the other thing too that the NPR article misses. Everybody in Pennsylvania would suffer if fracking went away. Everybody would. It's not just people that work in the industry. The entire state's economy depends upon this. It's huge. It's massive. So when she's in Johnstown, which is literally ground zero for all this, that's the question. Will you as president commit to not just simply making sure that fracking is not banned, but will you commit to seeing that it gets expanded? No. And the answer to that, of course, is going to be no. She won't. You know that and I know that. So, no, the issue's not going to go away, and it shouldn't go away. Everybody should be talking about this from now until the end of time. And, yeah, she's in Pennsylvania because Pennsylvanians want to be seen and heard. Well, that's it. Okay, very good. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. This is the big story of the day brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Go see him today. You know who I love? John Stossel, one of my favorite people. Guy's brilliant. He posts videos on Reason.com. He used to have a show on TV years ago. But Stossel is a free market libertarian thinker. Guy's great. And he went into Kamala Harris and savaged her. I mean, he did a whole expose on Kamala Harris and how bad she would be. How bad she would be on spending and government intrusion. It's great. I'm going to make sure that I play that for you before the show ends. But you know, one of my favorite clips today is from Van Jones. So this is what the Democrats are trying to do right now. You're going to love this. The Democrats are trying to act like in 2019 and 2020, they had temporary insanity. Oh, yeah. Temporary insanity, but it's not real. It didn't last. All right. They were only crazy for a little bit. And then they got uncrazy. It was just a little blip on the radar screen. You know, talking about defund the police and all the other stuff. It was a temporary insanity. But they're not really crazy. That's literally what Van Jones is trying to argue in this clip from CNN. This is amazing. This might be my favorite clip of the week, actually. Cut number four.
Let me tell you, it's not just Kamala Harris that's moved. Our whole party was on some weird pogo stick in 2020. We had all kind of ideas that turned out to be bad ideas.
It's called Black Lives Matter.
But, and she's yet to be able to explain why she shifted.
That was the pogo stick. It was equity.
The whole party was just on a crazy pogo stick. That's all. No. Your whole party is a crazy pogo stick. You guys weren't on the crazy pogo stick. You are the crazy pogo stick. And you haven't gotten off it, and you're not getting off it. Who are you kidding? But I love this reinvention, don't you? I love this. This is great. Ah, we were just nuts back then. It was a temporary thing. We were temporarily insane. Didn't last. We're better now. I'm so much better now. Really. It's like that crazy chick who gets out of the mental hospital and is like, I'm doing much better now. Can we go on a date again? You know, no, I don't think so. I don't think we can, actually. But my doctors say I'm much better now. Yeah, no, you're still crazy. You're still crazy. You're still going to boil a bunny on my stove. I don't care what the doctors say. You're not coming near my rabbit, all right? You're not making bunny stew. No. The answer is no. Why are your wrists all taped up? What's going on with that? It's terrible. This is terrible. Terrible. It's Fatal Attraction. What? It's awful. So bad. Bunny stew is great with carrots. I'm just saying. My grandma used to make it all the time, but she wasn't crazy. We would just eat rabbit when we were kids, you know? That's different. Then you come home from school, and you're like, what's that smell? And you look over the pot, and there's the bunny. Boiling away.
Glenn Close is standing there.
Yeah. I won't be ignored, America. I won't be ignored, America. Like, okay, yeah, I think you're still on the crazy pogo stick. I really don't think you got off. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. We got a lot of show to go. We are getting warmed up here. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
So I met Vinny today from Angelo's Pizza, and I said to him, what do you want to say to President Trump? Because he's going to hear this. And just so you know, I sent this clip to Caroline Leavitt, his national spokesperson, and she texted me back and said, we will be reposting this and showing the president. So when I tell somebody that Trump is going to hear it, you know it's credible. So anyway, it's a funny story, right? So I'm in the Italian market, and I'm walking by. I got my bread, my cookies. And I see Vinny, and he's got his shirt on, and his shirt says Trump forever, and it's a picture of Trump holding his fist up in the air from the assassination attempt. And he's smoking a cigarette. He's got a big gold chain on. So I go over to him, and I start talking to him. I said, do you ever listen to talk radio? And he goes, sometimes. I said, well, you know, I'm on PHT 3 o'clock. He goes, oh, yeah, okay, I know who you are. I said, all right. I said, let's do a quick video together. So we did it. We chatted about a number of different things, including pineapple on pizza. But I said to him at the end, I said, what do you want to say to President Trump? Because he's going to hear this. And he gave a little message about how much he appreciates Trump. It was pretty good. It was funny. It was a good chat with a regular guy. But I guess the point is, you can't underestimate the effect of just normal people and hardworking people and how they're just fed up with all the BS of everything. And there's no way a guy like that is voting for Kamala Harris. And you know why? Because of the economy and energy. He's a business owner. He gets it. He understands how tough things are out there. He gets it. He hears from his customers all the time. Totally gets it. So I'll play that for you in the 4 o'clock hour. But this idea, you know, the Democrats being the party of the working man, working woman, it's so gone. Isn't it so gone? Do you know that Mark Penn, who is a pollster for Hillary Clinton, wants an investigation into the debate? And there's a lot of question regarding whether or not they gave the questions to Kamala Harris in advance. There's a lot of questions around this. So I'm going to share that with you as well. John Stossel obliterating Kamala Harris. But I got to give props to Patrick Mahomes. You know, my son Patrick loves Patrick Mahomes. He's one of his favorite quarterbacks. He loves Jalen Hurts, too. Loves Mahomes. I think Mahomes is a good role model, too. And he was asked about political support, and he didn't take the bait, you know. And that's why I really appreciate that. He is not taking the bait. He gets what his job is. And I salute him for it. Good for him. Cut 12.
Reference to your family again today on Fox News in relation to this campaign. I just wonder what your reaction is to seeing that.
Yeah, I think I've always said I don't want my place and my platform to be used to endorse a candidate or do whatever. Either way, I think my place is to inform people to get registered to vote. It's to inform people to do their own research and then make their best decision for them and their family. And so I think that's every time I'm on this stage and I get asked these questions, I'm going to refer back to that because I think that's what makes America so great. Yeah, I mean, I think I've always, even dating back, I think if you've seen my history, I've grown up with people from every aspect of life and every background. And I think the best thing about a football locker room and kind of how I've grown up in baseball locker rooms, everything about that is people can come together and achieve something and achieve a common goal. And I think if we can, I mean, we talked about it a while back, but I think if we can do that as a nation, I think that we can get the best out of each other. And so I think that's something that I do every single day. And whenever I'm hanging out with whoever, I'm not thinking about their political views or anything like that. I'm thinking about the people and how they treat other people. And I was with a lot of great people this weekend.
Patrick, do you have a thought about specifically about the idea of President Trump bringing up Brittany's name? Does that affect you one way or another?
No, I mean, I think at the end of the day, it's about me and my family and how we treat other people. And I think you see is that Brittany does a lot in the community. I do a lot of in the community to help bring people up and give people other opportunities to use their voice. And so it's in the political times, people are going to use stuff here and there. But I can't let that affect how I go about my business every single day and live my life and try to live it to the best of my ability.
Good for him. Good for him and for saying that, you know, it's not his job to be endorsing anybody. And, you know, good for him. He didn't take the bait. I salute him for that. All right. We got a lot more to come. Big 4 o'clock hour straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.